This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. And right now we have on the line from the mayor's office, Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. And Mr. Mayor, welcome back. How are you on this hot summer day for a change?
Yeah, it's a hot day today. I'm doing all right, hanging in there.
All righty then.
No skiing for you today, I'm sure. Right?
No, and of course I've got a summer cold, so you know they just go hand in hand. Mayor Virga, I want to ask you about this past weekend because I didn't have a lot of confidence in how traffic was going to be handled in Gloucester with the the reenactment of the Bunker Hill, the Battle of Bunker Hill. But my God, it was absolutely spectacular. So maybe you could give me some comments on what you saw from your view and how the logistics were handled by both the participants and Gloucester itself.
Sure. Let's start with the logistics. So when this was first brought to my attention last year that Gloucester was a site that they would like to use, you know, I had a few concerns, and one was that we at the city don't have the money to pay for something like this, and we had spent a lot of money making Stageport Park look spectacular for our 400th a couple of years ago. So I want to make sure that whatever they did was not going to harm the park. And so when I got the assurances I needed, I gave them the go-ahead. And so that's the end of my people giving me credit all weekend, and I was saying, you know, I said yes. The credit goes to the people who organized it, specifically Ringo Tarr, you know, the senator's brother. He's the guy that was the link here between the city and the organizers, and obviously Essex Heritage. They did great work. They had set up multiple remote parking areas, you know, worked closely with CATA and a private bus company to do transportation from the train station, from those remote parking areas, to the park for the reenactors and for the visitors. And it went smoothly. You know, I live in West Gloucester, as you know, not far from the train station. And, you know, the way I was going into town was over the boulevard. And I was kind of leaving early both days, anticipating gridlock, but it didn't happen. And the worst I saw during lunch on Saturday when I was driving around Main Street was like any typical summer weekend for Gloucester. So they get kudos for all of their work and the organization. And I think, you know, we had put out a few messages to the residents with our phone system urging patience, and we got it. You know, I think that the city rose to the occasion, the residents of the city, and it was just not a horror show that a lot of people had anticipated. And aside from the logistics of it, the event itself was great. And from my point of view, you know, I had a pretty good seat on land for the first day as the British stormed the beach. And then I had a view from one of the schooners, the Ardell, on the second day, watching the quote-unquote bombardment of the beach by the British. And it was done so well. I mean, these are not just people having fun, which they are, but they take it very seriously. And there was an announcer sort of narrating what was going on during the battle, and you could hear the reenactors. Many of them played roles of, you know, real historic figures, and they were shouting orders, and it you really felt like you were in the middle of a battle, which is kind of funny too, because back in the day, people would literally sit on the hillside and watch battles. Strange spectator sport back in the 18th century.
Oh, that's for sure. I didn't, you know, I've seen Stageport Park a million times, and I see visitors on the weekend come in and really enjoy it from out of town. But I really didn't get an idea of the size of the geography of Stageport until they packed everything in there. And in fact, it was not packed. I mean, there were just so many people for the reenactors, their tents, all of their equipment and gear spread out on the baseball field. But for the rest of the park, it was just populated with many, many people, and there was still room to breathe. So what a fantastic venue. Mayor Virga, let me ask you one more question about that, about the logistics. What was the role of what were the roles of the police, the DPW, and fire? Because from my point of view, everything ran so smoothly, I'm guessing everybody had to be involved.
Yes, absolutely. So DPW spent a few days prepping for the event. They were there throughout the whole event, as needed, setting up saw horses and directing traffic and things like that. The organizers had paid for details for police and fire. As I said, you know, that's a cost we couldn't absorb. That's what I told the organizers when we started. And, you know, they had a command center there over at in the parking area across from the park. I was getting reports at the end of each day of activity, and there were, I believe, zero police issues related to the event. And there were a couple of minor, you know, injuries, you know, heat exhaustion or a couple of trips and things like that. But there were no serious problems. So our emergency services, our DPW, they were all fantastic. You know, it was everything just went like a Swiss watch. It was really impressive.
All right, final question about that, the coverage and so on. I know state police were there, and I'm guessing that the Harbor Master and the Coast Guard were also at least on alert.
Oh, yes, the Harbor Master certainly was involved with the, because, you know, there was such a huge component of the event was the reenactment at sea, where our local schooners played the part of the Royal Navy. And so it was a great organization. Then what was missed during all this is the Archbishop was in town. He was making stops in ports along the coast. And so he was sort of overshadowed by this event, but the Harbor Master was involved in that too. So it was, you know, it was an all hands on deck thing, and it was in the end something that I have not heard any negative feedback about. I mean, I think a lot of people were concerned, as I was, about how this would actually turn out in terms of gridlock or chaos. And I had been saying to people, we're anticipating organized chaos. And in the end, what we got was just organization.
Yeah.
So, and I hope they come back. I said that to a lot of the reenactors and a lot of the leadership among the organizers, that we'd love to have them back. You know, maybe not every weekend, but, you know, whether they want to come and reenact a specific battle or just a generic revolutionary battle, or even if get some a Civil War reenactment, that would be pretty cool, too. But it was proven that the park is the place. And you've raised a good point, because we've all been to events at the park where the event takes place in a different part, whether it's the lower part across from the cupboard or, the ball field or the gazebo. But this was the first one I've been to that encompass the park from end to end, and it was just handled so well.
Yeah, it was spectacular. Now, you mentioned, I think that this is probably the busiest 2 weeks of the year for everybody involved in public safety in Gloucester. So tell me what's coming up this week with respect to Fiesta, and then followed by the Horribles Parade next week.
Yeah, so the Fiesta is, I'm not sure if this is the 98th or 99th year, but it's been going on for a while, and you know, talk about organized chaos. This is something that's why I thought I wasn't so fearful of the reenactment, because we're used to a big event and one that's spread out over multiple days. So the Fiesta, you know, I would urge people to go to the stpetersfiesta.org and check out the schedule of events and some photos from past events. And if you have not, you listeners have not been here or been to YouTube to watch our Greasy Pole, you're missing out. So check it out. It's going to be interesting. So things start off Wednesday with some music at St. Peter's Park, and then it's going to run right through Sunday the 29th. So the full schedule, I'm on their website now. It's all there, so you want to be sure you don't miss anything. But use public transportation, and don't, you know, be careful where you park. We have a lot of resident-only parking areas. You don't want to get ticketed and towed. But we want people to come here. We want people to enjoy the event, all the events, and, you know, want them to leave with with fond memories of Gloucester. And then quickly coming up on July 3rd will be our Horribles Parade, which is another exciting thing that has been going on for, I believe, over 60 years, maybe even 70 years. But it's going to be quite when all is said and done, this 2.5 to 3 weeks of summer that we've just gone through will be one for the history books.
Finally, Mr. Mayor, can you tell me a little bit about, you mentioned parking, and I know for the reenactment, the parking, there was a lot of satellite parking with shuttles and so on, and people could go, and there were signs along the way, too, where they didn't even get into town. They were able to park on the outskirts of town. And Salem does the same thing during haunted happenings. They let people know. What's the best way for out-of-towners to find out the best way for them to come into town and where to park?
All right. Well, we do have the parking area at Stage Fort Park that they can go onto the use the Blinke app and reserve a spot ahead of time and get free all. No, sorry, not free. It'll be paid all day parking, but you reserve your spot and it's guaranteed during business hours. And then we do have some public areas. There's a lot of municipal parking with that are either kiosks. We do have a lot of on-street parking. I'm not saying available. We have on-street parking spots that don't require resident stickers, but you want to be creative, and I would say don't plan on parking close to the event you want to attend because it's going to be very unlikely. A lot of, in fact, the St. Peter's Fiesta takes place on what is one of the primary parking lots in the city, so there's a lot of locals displaced for those few days. So there is room. I mean, we host thousands and thousands of people every year for Fiesta, so it can be done. So just check it out. The schools were in session during this recent reenactment, so that made it difficult for parking, but we will have school be out of session this Thursday, half-day Thursday, so there's also parking at the schools.
All right, that's Boston Mayor Greg.
One thing I'll say quickly, though, but not for the parade, because that's the staging area for the parade.
Right, okay.
High school.
All right. All right, that's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.